Today, I'm just going to talk about one that applies to everybody. I believe this is going to be a federal standard, unless your state says differently. This is basically going to run off the federal standard, but it's New Jersey case law, and I imagine it's seemingly consistent with the federal standard. And it's about parked motor vehicles. And can you search them, like if you came across them on a motor vehicle stop, if they had probable cause that existed inside the car? So the case I'm going to refer to is State versus Colvin, 1991. Now, I don't want to hear people say, again, oh, well, I don't like what he says. It's 1990. You get your administrators. Oh, who says 1991? Is there anything recent? Miranda was like 1969. Do you think we don't have to read Miranda anymore? It doesn't change. Just because it was approached in 1991 doesn't mean that the laws, there's some laws that were 1927 U.S. Supreme Court case laws that we still follow to this day. And that have to do with bootlegging cars and searching cars and compartments inside of cars. So let's not... Matt, I thought you were talking to me, but you're talking to Josh. But anyway, that's what we're talking about here. State versus Colvin, 1991. And here's what it said. The automobile exception permits police to stop and search moving or readily movable vehicles when there is probable cause to believe that the vehicle contains criminally related objects. But it also applies to parked motor vehicles. The rationale for this exception is grounded in the exigent circumstances created by the inherent mobility of the vehicles and the somewhat lessened expectation of privacy in one's vehicle. We hold that when, without advanced planning, police encounter or a parked car, I'm sorry, when the police encounter a parked car, have probable cause to believe the vehicle contains criminal contraband, such as drugs, and have articulable reasons to believe that the evidence may be otherwise lost or destroyed, they may seize and search the vehicle for the contraband without the necessity of a warrant. The ability to search a car does not depend on whether or not it's parked or moving. Just remember that it must be unforeseeable and spontaneous. So you guys out there, when you run into that car that's parked, remember, it just has to have inherent mobility. So if the car that's up on bricks, there's no tires on it, that's not going to fly. If you have a trailer home that's mounted into the ground and, it's obviously connected through pipes like at a trailer park versus maybe a motor home, which is able to be moved. That's the difference between whether you have exigency to attach to your probable cause to provide you with the ability to make a warrantless search. So if you come across this, I think I had somebody recently, not too long ago, who actually had a shoplifter. They had him on video going back to their car, and they had him on a video putting the proceeds of the shoplifting in the car. Is that guy good enough to search because the car is parked out there? Yeah, you got probable cause. It's unforeseen and spontaneous. You're brought to the scene. There was a shoplifter. There was a car. They were loading up product into the car. You can search the car. If you could see that in the car, you know that's in there. Plus, you had it on video. You can search that car. You're good. You don't need to stop and get a search warrant for that car. I just don't know when everybody in the state is going to get past this search warrant bullshit on cars.
Well, I like to have a search warrant because, it's really solid in court.
Like, nobody's lost yet without getting a search warrant. Dog indicates you search the car. Nobody's lost. Like, we're not losing cases. Okay, you don't need to go for a search warrant. If you got it, you're good. Search the friggin' car. Anyway, so hope you guys get something out of that. My emotional rants that I give, and I hear these phone calls come in all day from all these people, and their silliness. So we'll see you guys. I'll be bringing a bunch of T-shirts down to the rowing class and to the East Rutherford one. We'll have, got these bad boys. Let me show you these things that came in. Let's see. Oh, my God, challenge coins. So we're just working out the final stuff with our website to make sure you can buy this stuff on the website, and we'll ship it out to you wherever you are. Yeah, thanks, Mike. Yeah, I am. So the shirts will be available for purchase, too. I know guys have been asking me, when can you buy these shirts? We're working on it. We just want to get the thing running smoothly. We tried to do a Facebook store and didn't work out too well, so we nixed that and had something built to the website where we can just have commerce happening on the site, just like you would go on Amazon and shop there. And we'll ship the stuff out to you. We're actually, if you can't see behind me, but we're all set up for the shipping. We have scales and freaking labels and all sorts of stuff. Yeah, Matt, they're good. They're good ass challenge coins, brother. They're good ass challenge coins. Anyway, I'll see you guys maybe tomorrow. Should be in here doing more work, just getting this thing polished up. Take care.